Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Felice Friedson. She's president and CEO of The Media Line, which themedialine.org is the website. It's an American news agency specializing in covering the Middle East and in a way, in a nonpartisan way. No fake news, right? Right, Felice?
No, factual news is the word.
which shouldn't even have, you shouldn't even have to say that, right? And it's a sad commentary that you actually have to say that. So talk to us for a minute. Give us just a quick tour of what you think is going on in the Middle East right now. Give us a little report on what's going on. And then I want to talk about your scholarship program. Go ahead.
Great. Well, it's complicated. You know, in Israel, you have the celebration of its 70th year of independence, which is, of course, a big deal. That's coming up shortly. You know, it's we're on the eve of the remembrance of all the soldiers that have died in Israel. So the streets are actually preparing for that in Jerusalem. Cut to what's happening in terms of the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Nobody is really sure where that's heading. We're waiting to see what President Trump is going to come up with. There are serious issues in terms of the bifurcation between Fatah and Hamas. There are serious issues in terms of the Gaza border every Friday, where there are calls by leadership for people to come out and, you know, go out there, and it ends up clashing with the IDF and people being killed, and it's a very serious issue. Then, of course, you turn to the rest of the world, and you're dealing with issues in the region in terms of Syria and Russia's involvement and Iranian involvement in terms of Syria and, of course, funding towards Hezbollah. We have some very, very
Were you happy to see were you happy to see Saudi Arabia take the position that they've taken recently?
I think, you know, my enemy of my enemy is my friend,
right?
And that there have been things going on and relationships building for years between the Israelis and Saudis that have been hushed.
Yes.
You see it formalizing slowly, and you have to remember things happen behind the scenes. So there's a lot more going on than what we're actually witnessing. I think that time will tell in terms of how all of it plays out.
I'm glad to see that happening, Felice. I want to move on now, and I'm glad that, to hear you report on that this has been going on for a long time. And hats off to President Trump for getting that out in the open and showing that Jews and Muslims can work together in the Middle East. As you've been doing with Jordan for a long time. So let me ask you, talk to us about your scholarship program. This is really important. Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, you know, I think I've been involved in many things, including a press club between Israeli and Palestinian journalists, and brought over 200 together over several years. And I think that, to me, it's a lot about training of journalists and training of youth. And we've been training young people in journalism, both in Jerusalem as well as training remotely with the New Press and Policy Remote Program that we're really proud of. We have 12 universities that have signed for credit that are participating from all over the world, prestigious universities with outstanding students who are coming here or learning remotely what journalism and policy should be. And we look at it, this is the future. The next 200 leaders who are going to reshape the rooms where they're going to sit, be it, you know, Capitol Hill, be it in the newsroom. And I think that this is a small element of change that is absolutely critical at the moment.
And if someone wanted to sponsor a scholarship for a student to do what you're talking about in various universities around the country, or I guess maybe in the Middle East as well, how do they do that?
Well, we welcome that, of course. You know, Jim, they can email anytime, editor@themedialine.org. That's editor@themedialine.org. Don't forget the. And we're happy to welcome those sponsorships.
What would it cost you if someone wanted to sponsor?
They're $20,000 for about minimum of 3 months in Jerusalem. for everything, including, you know, the transport, the board,
so
room and board.
If there were, if there's a journalist, so let's see, let me break this down. So if there's a journalist student in the United States that mm-hmm. would want to go to Jerusalem and learn how to report on the Middle East in a way that would be productive, then that takes about $20,000.
It does. It does. It's expensive, of course, to fly to Israel, and
right.
it's expensive to maintain, be maintained here for several months, and of course, there's all kinds of administrative costs
right.
along with that.
So now, you're working with a number of universities in the States, too, aren't you?
We certainly are, and it's very exciting, and we're going to be uploading all that to our new website within the next few
what
months.
What does that work
people
involve?
Be able to see that. That deans of universities and provosts and heads of departments sign agreements that they are partners and that the students are working towards a credit
mm-hmm.
and or credits, and it's part of a semester. So I think that it actually takes it into the university as a very serious academic program. And we
so those,
very,
so those,
very
those
proud.
Presidents are making those deans and presidents are making the opportunity to work with you in Jerusalem part of the offerings of their university for their J students.
They certainly are, and you can read stories from many of the students who have been with the Media Line on the MediaLine.org
right.
in the student section.
Felice, I've got to wrap it up. We're running out of time here. TheMediaLine.org is the website. Felice Friesen is the president and CEO. Felice, will you come back? I'd like to maybe make you available to do some reporting for us over there.
We're happy to do so. And we could even talk about business stories in the region. I think you'd appreciate that.
I would
that,
love to do that. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I'd love to know more about that. We'll do that again real soon. Keep up the good work and come back real soon.
Thank you.
Felice Friesen, ladies and gentlemen, The Media Line. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find them online and the important work they're doing. I think they are doing important work, folks. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.